The following broadcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
Welcome to Bulgarian Split Talk. I am your macro guru, and my mission is to help you grow at any point in your life using digital tools and techniques to get you 1% better than yesterday. It's taking me away from here, but I'm alright. Alright, welcome back to Bulgarian Split Talk. This is going to be episode 2 of the podcast. The previous episode was discussing caffeine and just caffeine intake in general. So if you want to go ahead and see that, go ahead and check out episode 1. It was a little bit different than this episode's going to be. Today we're actually going to be discussing how to pick your training split. And when I mean training split, I mean more so just working out. So in this episode, we're going to kind of break down I'm gonna break down 3 of the most popular splits, at least that I can find and that I've personally used. I've used a number of them, but these are the 3 most popular and most common ones that I see. We're also gonna break down just kind of like, what's your goal? What would your goal be, and how we can use that information to go ahead and help us go ahead and get to that goal. You know what I mean? So we're gonna be doing that as well. But yeah, so I'm going to try my best not to ramble as much as I did in the previous episode. Might be a little bit difficult, but here we go. So when we really think about like a training split and just exercises in general, we got to figure out why we're doing it, right? Like what, in a corny way, it's like, what is your why in this sense? Now, what I mean by that is, like, why do you want to work out? Do you want to get healthier? Do you want to just look better? Do you want to feel better? Like, these are all things we need to take into account. So once we figure out our why, we then have to start looking at, like, how often do we really want to do this? How much time you genuinely want to put into this? Now, the reason I say that is because you don't want to go ahead and start this exercise or start this, quote-unquote, new activity. Let's call it that. Don't want to go ahead and start this new activity and start thinking like, maybe I don't have time for this. Maybe I'm feeling a little bit sore today. I'm feeling a little bit fatigued. I don't know if I should do this. Or a common one that I got a lot of and what I used a lot was, it's actually hurting. It's not, you know, working out actually hurts. The process of it hurts. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people say that because they're not used to just their body moving and exerting just that much force. And that's completely okay. And it's something you usually get used to. But for a lot of people, they let these things kind of dictate how often they work out, how much they want to work out. And, you know, I get it. You know, you have these days where you're just kind of like, I don't really want to be doing this right now. And that makes complete sense. But when you tell yourself, okay, I'm going to go ahead and put in the time to do a workout split. I'm going to go ahead and put in the time to start a diet. I'm going to go ahead and put in this time to do X, Y, and Z. And you're already 3 weeks in, or even like a day in. Think about it this way. You already put in like, what, 2 hours? That's 2 hours of your time. To you, that sounds like nothing. But that's 2 hours of improvement right there. You already put in 2 extra hours on yourself today. And that's so good. Like, that's a good thing. So at least like the way I try to approach a training split and the way I try to approach working out, when I'm considering what split I want to do, how often I want to work out, it's more so how much time do I have mentally instead of time that I have like doing stuff. Now, what I mean by that is like, for me, at least personally, my mental battery will just kind of go out. So when that happens, I personally don't feel like it would be good for me to go out and work out and be around all these people that are in my gym. And that's okay. That's perfectly fine. But if you have a gym that's like 24 hours, maybe you just go in a little bit earlier when there's no one around. So all you do is just focus and just work out. I mean, me and one of my best friends, we went ahead and worked out for 3 years together at 5 a.m. And it started to turn into just us screwing around the whole time. So we were kind of unproductive, but I mean, we got our workouts done every single day, even if it took us maybe 2 hours long for no reason. But, you know, we started to enjoy ourselves. We started to enjoy going to the gym. And once you start developing that consistency with working out, you start to notice like, wow, I didn't go to work out today and I don't feel great. Like, I don't really feel good right now because I haven't worked out. Like, your mental will slowly start to change, you know? So that's why I'm saying, like, mentally you have to dedicate time to working out. And that's usually just, like, a way of saying you just need to dedicate time to making yourself better and putting yourself first in that sense. So at most, like, dude, dedicate maybe an hour and a half. You can spare an hour and a half in your day. Most people can. And most people can't, and that's completely okay. You know, you're a parent, you have a kid, and you work and go to school. Like, I completely get it. But a walk is good. You know, you don't have to be going to the gym. You don't have to be lifting weights. You don't have to be doing these high-intensity workouts or anything like that. Just going out for a walk, that'll help. It's just any type of physical activity, you know? So let's backtrack just real quick. Let's look back at just what you look for when you're starting to think about a training split. Sorry, I just went rambling there for a minute. So when you're looking for a training split, like I said, you want to make sure you will stick to it. Now that means, how often are you going to go to the gym? Some people it's 3 days a week. Some people it's 6 days a week. Others it's two. And that's all okay. It all depends on how much time you have and how much time you're willing to put into your physical activities. And with that being said, like, your physical activities and all that stuff, you know, you're really just trying to develop a structure here. You're trying to just give yourself a foundation to a structure that sets your day. You know what I mean? So, like, at least the way I'd like to approach it and the way I'd recommend approaching it is, once you know what training split you're doing or what you're eating, try your best to go out of your way to make sure that happens at the time that you set or have as many meals as you said you were going to do. Because all you're trying to do is just develop that structure and develop that foundation to allow you to go ahead and improve off of. And that honestly could bleed into other parts of your life. For example, like, I don't know, maybe you're not doing good in school or work, but that's because you kind of don't really have any idea of what you're doing at the moment. I mean, I completely get that. That's kind of how I feel. But hey, you still go back to working out. You still go back to the gym. And every day at, I don't know, 7 p.m., you're in the gym for 45 minutes. No matter what happens, you're in the gym for 45 minutes. Now, that doesn't mean, like, I don't know, like, some crazy stuff in your life happened and it doesn't matter because you have to go work out. No, like, of course, it's very subjective, but if you just had a bad day at work, go work out, man. Trust me, doing some physical activity will make you feel better. Like, all of that kind of stems from, like, The way I'd like to say it is, like, developing a structure in your workouts is going to help you develop a structure in your life, just because you're already going to be focusing on bettering yourself. So when you're focusing on bettering yourself, you're naturally going to find other issues in your life that you can improve on. So you're naturally going to start bettering yourself through other viewpoints and through other outlets, I guess we can call them, just based off of that structure that you have now. Now, I'm not saying, like, working out is going to save your life and all that. No, I'm not saying any of that. But I feel like just developing a structure is something that is very important. Now, with that being said, I would say, like, when you're thinking about what to do for a workout, I would say, think about these three things. Why are you training? How much time are you willing to put in a week? And what is your end goal? Once you know all those three, you can then look at yourself in the mirror and be like, okay, Now that I know how much time I'm willing to put in, what I'm training for, and what my ultimate goal is, I can go ahead and figure out from these splits that I'm about to tell you guys, which one might be the best for me. Now, I'm not going to go ahead and say, like, oh, if you're a beginner, try this or this or this, because I tried more of an advanced split when I first started working out. I tried something called reverse pyramid training, and I didn't even have a max bench, deadlift, or squat yet. So it's all subjective, but I would recommend some of these splits. So the first split I'm going to be discussing is a push-pull leg. What that means is, let's think about it this way. You can do either a 3-day split with a push-pull leg, or you can do a 6-day split. You can do for a while, like when I'm in a place where I'm going to be doing a lot more work than fitness or focusing on other stuff that's not fitness related, I go into a 3-day split, and that is a push-pull leg. And what that is, it consists of is any type of pressing movements you've got. So that would be your bench press. That would be your, if you really are about the full body thing, that would be your bench press. That'd be your squat. And that'd be your overhead press. So you'd be hitting body parts like your core, your chest, your shoulders, and your triceps, because you're also pushing with tricep pushdowns. So that would be a full body push day, like not exact, but you know, just an outline. A pull day would consist of lat pull downs, deadlifts, bicep curls even, because you're pulling. So it's just think of it as the action of the workout, of the exercise. So you're going to be pulling with your biceps, you're going to be pulling with your back, you're going to be rowing with your back, you're going to be pulling with your legs and your lower back on a deadlift, stuff like that. And then for legs, it's just anything lower body. So that's your deadlifts, your squats, your leg presses, your goblet squats, your Bulgarian split squats, stuff like that. And that's usually a 3-day split or a 6-day split, however way you want to do it. I know when I'm pretty busy in life, I go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, personally. And when I'm really, like, focusing on my health and my fitness, I go Monday through Saturday with Sundays off. Or I'll do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday off, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I'll just keep doing that. Another thing that I'd like to talk about is just a upper body, lower body split. Now, this would be good for someone who must go to the gym 2 to 4 times a week, depending on the intensity of the workout, of course. Upper body, lower body, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory. Anything upper body, you're going to go ahead and work out. Anything lower body, you're going to go ahead and work out in 2 different days. Now, you can do this the way I've seen people structure it is Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and they'll give themselves Wednesdays off and the weekend, so that's pretty great. Or they'll even just do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then they'll do skip Thursday, go Friday. Because a lot of people like to bail out on legs, but we don't really want to talk about that. last thing is going to be kind of like what people call the bro split. And that's going to be isolation workouts, which means you're going to be going and you're going to be going to work out one body part at a time every day of the week. So this is around a 6-day split, 7-day even for those who are just obsessed with it. And that's when you're just going to go, I don't know, something like this. You would go chest, shoulders, back, arms, legs. That's a 5-day right there. So it's like, it all depends on what you do. I know some people also go ahead and do stuff like this. Like they'll do chest and shoulders one day, back and biceps the next day, legs the last day, and that's 3 days. And then on the last 2 days, they'll introduce hypertrophy for the legs and for the upper body. So that's also something else that you'd like to incorporate. Go for it. We're low-key running out of time for this episode, so thank you guys for coming out. I really do appreciate it. Next episode, we may be discussing hypertrophy. We may also be discussing just the importance of sleep and why you should really be getting more rest. All right. This is your Migrant Guru, and I'm clocking out.